this episode of Report This Post.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
How's everybody doing?
And we're your hosts with the posts. We are back with another edition of Trivial Pursuit, the game show that your parents and loved ones keep talking about.
I hope.
It is the weakest link of this generation, they're calling it.
The weakest link of this podcast. That's saying something.
Well, there's only two links and both are weak, so I don't know. Yeah. But the late 90s, there was a game show craze. That was when all the game shows decided they had to be in giant, empty black stadiums with crazy lighting and everything. I just don't get the appeal of those. Like crazy music, contestants jumping up and down, freaking out at everything.
It all started with the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right? And then it basically was like every station or whatever network had to have their own thing.
And then, like, every year, still now, there's like, you'll accidentally be watching NBC or something, and it's like, new game show coming this fall.
What the
hell? Can you stump the bump? And it's like, what the hell is this? And it's, there's just like seven contestants with these giant podiums that are filled with LED lights. And, like The Rock is hosting it.
Sure. Yep. And then the bump is, of course, Dan Schneider. He's the celebrity that you have to stump when you're.
Yeah. Dan Schneider.
Yep. Dan Schneider from Head of the Class.
Yep.
Name. Yep.
Binstein's money kind of situation. It sounds like.
Talk about game shows. God damn. Yeah.
Yep. Well, Jimmy Kimmel got his fame was from that show. You can thank him, old Dr. Stein, for that one. That was a fun show, if I recall correctly. Granted, that was 75 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we were like 7 years old when it was on. So yeah. probably was whatever was good.
So. Yep. But hey, we're not here to talk about Jimmy Kimmel, unfortunately. I think we just did that. We're doing it soon. Right? Isn't that a topic coming up? Literally in a couple days or the last couple of days. time's a flat circle.
Okay. True to...
Yeah.
We're doing Trivial Pursuit, right?
Yeah, so we like to have themes for Trivial Pursuit. It's the only way we've done it so far. We've yet to do just a general trivia, but one day we will forget that we're doing this, panic, and then just do that. So look forward to that. this week I was looking at what's going on in the world. Last one we did was Black History Month. It took place, it was the last Trivial Pursuit of February. But we are now into March, and lo and behold, I was checking out what media is popular right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the movie Dune just came out. Dune Part 2.
Okay.
And at this point, I will have seen it in theaters. I've already purchased my ticket.
We loved it.
Recording this. Excited to see it. IMAX. Big, dumb, long movie with... It's a screeching soundtrack and guys staring off into the distance. Kind of movie.
Yeah, your kind of thing. Yep, yes, sir.
So, in honor of that, here's the quiz. You'll never get 100% on this Timothée Chalamet quiz. Are you a big enough Timothée Chalamet fanatic to score 100%?
No.
What do you think, Christian? How do you think you're gonna handle this one?
Not well. I don't know much about the little fella, to be honest with you. So this will be pretty interesting.
Yep. Yeah, I know he was in Dune
Yes, he
and
was.
Call Me by Your Name, and I believe Lady Bird. That's oh, and of course, well, another movie that came out this past year. This quiz is from 2022, so we'll see how that affects questions. Why don't we go ahead and get started, huh? Let's see how you do.
Let's see.
Question number one. What is the name of his character in Call Me by Your Name? And I am pleased to say that there is multiple choice on
Okay,
this.
cool.
First one is Enzo, Elliot, Elio, or Ellen.
Oh. This is some sort of little art house movie thing.
Yeah,
I'm
it's a
gonna
very gay movie.
it's about gay stuff. So in that, if that's the case, then I'm gonna say that his name in this is El Elio, like the pizza.
Classic art house thing is to be named Elio,
Yeah,
like the pizza. And that's your final answer.
that is my final answer.
Elio is, I don't know. I just went to the next question. All right, I guess we'll find out at the end of the quiz. Well, this quiz
Cool.
rocks. All right, cool. here's another one for you, number two. Which of the this is actually going to be better because it'll be a very suspenseful sort of thing, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay.
Number two, which of the following 2014 films featured Timothée Chalamet?
Boy.
Boyhood, The Maze Runner, Paddington, or Interstellar?
Oh, I think I know this. I believe he was in Paddington.
Paddington, okay. I don't know. I'm just gonna make note of these answers.
And
I
then we're not
doubt
going to
it
know
will
if it's
matter
good or bad at
at
the
all in the end, but I can't wait to see what we find out here. I will say, in the there's a picture accompanying this question. It is Paddington Bear, and I wonder if that's a clue or a good misdirect. But I'm not sure if that's what whatculture.com would do. So anyway, I'm gonna click on Paddington and number
That's fair.
three. Okay, who is directing his upcoming 2023 film Wonka?
Upcoming, okay.
We have David Yates, Tim Burton, Paul King, or Andrew Adamson.
Well, you know this. So this, the film's come out. The film's
It
come out.
certainly has.
I've seen there's reviews of it. I believe it's already streaming at this point. I know it's a musical. I know Hugh Grant is in it.
Sense.
I have no idea who directed this thing. Not
Yeah.
the slightest. I don't know any of these names.
Tim Burton, never heard of him.
Tim Burton, but he directed Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, so.
Yeah, I don't think they'd bring him back for a Bill Wonka film.
All right, let's see here. There's okay, what's the first one there?
David Yates.
Sure, why not? Sounds good. Sounds like a guy that would direct a gay movie.
Thinking of Call Me by Your Name?
I was talking about Wonka, but yeah, sure.
Which number four, again, we don't know how you're doing so far. Number four, which famous actor did he star alongside in Beautiful Boy? A mirror. That's what I would say because he's freaking hot. Right. Ladies love this little guy, huh?
They sure do. They like the guys that look like they're kind of sick, I've noticed.
Stiller, Steve Carell, Jim Carrey or Bill Murray?
Oh boy, I'll tell you. Well, let's just say Bill Murray.
Yeah,
Sure, why
in honor
not?
of your the chive sticker on your Jeep.
The chive sticker on my Dodge Stratus. Yeah, that's right.
Bill Murray, of course, we don't know. Great. Wait, what year was his film Hot Summer Nights released? Realizing I really don't know shit about this guy
I don't know
myself.
anything about this guy, man.
2016, 2017, 2018, 2019.
Oh, Hot Summer Nights.
Not a clue, because summers are usually hot. It wasn't like one specific
Sure,
year
yeah.
was hotter, so it's gonna be, you can't use that as a clue. It does look to be an A24 picture based on this picture.
Okay, well then I would say 2019 then.
2019 it is. I'm gonna make note of that. Okay. All right. Number six. Which of the following actors did not appear in Dune? Jason Momoa, Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, or Emma Stone?
Well, I know this one. So Jason Momoa was Duncan Idaho. Zendaya was the desert girl. Rebecca Ferguson was the mom. And Emma Stone was not in Dune.
All right, Emma Stone. Make note of that. You forget how hot Rebecca Ferguson is.
She's pretty good in that. She's good in that, and she's good in Doctor Sleep. Folks, check out Doctor Sleep. Great flick.
Yeah, real cutie though. She's great in one of these Mission Impossibles that I saw
Oh
last year.
yeah, she's great in My Dreams When I Jack Off to Her.
She died in that movie, by the way, folks, in case you're looking, thinking about watching it. Now you know that that character dies in the film. Terrific. Number seven, which of the following 2019 films was Shyamalan not in? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Little Women, A Rainy Day in New York, and The King.
Boy, okay. I know two of those movies. The hell's a
Rainy Day in
rainy
New York
day?
really sounds like a fake
It
fucking
sounds like
movie.
a it sounds like something from fucking 30 Rock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you see? It's just a rainy day in New York. Yeah. Actually, I'm gonna pick that one because I don't even know what the fuck that is, but it's probably like he probably like wrote and directed it or something. So watch.
Yeah.
But I
Probably.
am gonna pick that one, so
He wrote, directed, had nothing to do with acting in the movie, though.
Okay.
I can tell you for sure he definitely was not in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which you should have chose. But hey, that's fine. We'll get to that
I
at the
haven't
end.
seen it. I haven't seen it yet. I mean, it's been on my list.
He plays and he's isn't actually isn't a movie, and he plays my ass. Great.
He's
Which
holding his fingers up. He's played Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee.
Yep, that's
Which famous visionary director directed his film The French Dispatch?
Oh.
Quentin Tarantino, Wes Anderson, Luca Guadagnino, or Tim Burton?
This is that's a Wes Anderson joint, unfortunately. So
Wes Anderson.
yeah, that's him.
All right, I'm
The
pretty sure you're right.
crazy white boy himself.
He's wildin', that Wes Anderson. Which of these coming-of-age films does Chalamet feature in? Okay. We have Booksmart, Eighth Grade, Love, Simon, or Lady Bird. Pretty good hint here, as it's one I've said earlier.
Love, Simon. Did you say that
I did not say that earlier. In
earlier?
fact, I've never heard of it. So I'm just going to click on Love, Simon, and make note of that. No clue what the fuck Love, Simon is, but hey, maybe I'm wrong.
Oh boy.
Terrific. Hey, what fruit is mainly associated with his film Call Me By Your Name? Orange, tangerine, peach, grapefruit.
Peach.
Why do you think that is?
Because it looks like a little fella's butt. Looks like a little gay boy's butt.
Yeah, I will say I don't remember which fruit it is, but I do know the reason why there is a fruit associated with the film is because him or the other guy comes on it and then the other guy eats it. So, peach sounds right. Sounds like a wonderful summer treat during a rainy day in New York.
Yeah, sounds yummy.
Not a peach guy.
They gotta be good, otherwise they're bad. They gotta be good or otherwise they're
So
bad.
true. So fucking true, dude. If they're not good, it turns out they're not good. Folks, you heard it here first.
That's right.
Here's a great question. Number 11. How many Oscar awards did Dune win? Three, four, five, or six?
Boy, I don't want to undershoot, but I don't want to overshoot. I'm gonna say four.
Four. Great answer. No idea. Didn't know it won a single fucking thing.
Yeah, I didn't
Certainly
know.
won at least three. So can't wait to find out what those were. Certainly, we will find that out. Great. Number 12. Which streaming company distributed Chalamet's film, The King? Hulu, Amazon Prime, Netflix, or Disney Plus?
Netflix, sure, why not?
Okay, I'll click on that. It seemed just looking at this picture of him in fucking chainmail and medieval guys behind him and this grayed out, mushy fucking looking thing. Feels like an Amazon Prime thing, but hey, we'll find out or not. But Netflix, make note of that. All right. Number 13. Which female singer appeared alongside Chalamet in the movie Don't Look Up? Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, or Lady Gaga?
Who's the little gal? Ariana Grande, that one.
Ironically, she's not Grande.
No, she sure isn't. I think she's ill. I think
Yeah,
she has consumption.
saw her in like a Super Bowl commercial or something, and she looked horrifying. Looked like a little bug creature.
Yeah, beauty standards are so cool.
Oof. Hell world. Number 14, what Academy Award did Call Me By Your Name win? Best adapted screenplay, best actor, best original score, best picture.
Well, it's probably something stupid. So, best score. Let's see.
Best original score?
Yeah, there
Okay.
you go.
Well, all right, clicked on that. Well, we have another one here, 15. This might be the last one. I don't remember. I guess we'll find out here pretty soon enough, folks. What is Chalamet's highest grossing film? Call Me By Your Name, Dune, Interstellar, or Little Women?
Dune.
Can't picture him in Interstellar. What was he doing in that? Oh, was he like the little brother or something?
Don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he didn't look quite as bizarre as he does now. He looked more just like a teen boy.
Just a little fella, huh?
Yeah, his head didn't take on these geometric shapes. You said Dune, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Dune. Clicked on it. Oh, that is the end of it. All right. Oh, and we got the answers. Here we go. What is the name of his character in Calling by Your Name? You chose Elio. That was correct.
Wow.
Which of the following 2014 films feature Timothée Chalamet? You said Paddington, but it was Interstellar,
Okay.
as it turns out. Who is directing his upcoming 2020 film, Wonka? You said David Yates. It was Paul King.
Sure, yeah.
Sorry. Which famous actor did he star alongside in Beautiful Boy? You chose Bill Murray. It was Steve Carell. In what year was this film, Hot Summer Nights, released? You said 2019. It was 2017. Tough streak right now. Which of the following actors did not appear in Dune? You said Emma Stone, and that is correct.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Which of the following 2019 films was Chalamet not in? You said A Rainy Day in New York. That, of course, was wrong. It was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Which famous visionary director directed the film French Dispatch? You chose Wes Anderson, which is correct.
Thank God.
Which of these coming-of-age films did Chalamet feature? You said Love, Simon, even though I already said Lady Bird, which was the correct answer.
Yeah, okay.
What fruit is mainly associated with Call Me By Your Name? Peach, you got it right.
Yep.
How many Oscar awards did Dune win? You said four. It was six, which is a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, I that's more than I thought it was going to be.
Which streaming company distributed Chalamet's film, The King? You said Netflix. It was Netflix.
Oh, thank God.
Congratulations. Which female singer appeared alongside Chalamet? Don't Look Up. You chose Ariana Grande. And it was, in fact, Ariana Grande. Which Academy Award did Call Me By Your Name win? You said Best Original Score. It was Best Adapted Screenplay. What is Chalamet's highest grossing film? You chose Dune. It was Interstellar.
Damn.
You
Damn.
scored 40%.
Damn.
You are not the biggest Timothée Chalamet fan, as it turns out.
Damn.
You tried your best, but sadly, it was not to be. I'm really sorry.
I'm
Now,
not, I'm not really.
we can keep going when we do a Who Said It, Vision or Wanda quiz.
Oh, I'd rather not. Truly.
You break the rules and become a hero. I do it and I become the enemy. That doesn't seem fair.
I'm not going to play that.
I clicked on Vision. In my defense, I haven't ever eaten anything before, so go with Vision. You are my sadness and my hope, but mostly you're my love. I'm going to go with Vision. You're pulling your punches. Let's go with Wanda on that one. Maybe I am a monster. I don't think I'd know if I were. Man, this is some deep shit. I'm going to go with Wanda on that one. You could never hurt me. I just feel you. Vision. But a thing isn't beautiful because it lasts. It is a privilege to be among them. Wanda, that is the gayest shit I've ever heard in my life. Ultron doesn't know the difference between saving the world and destroying it. Vision. If you do this, they will never stop being afraid of you. Let's go with Wanda on that one. You know, a family is forever. We can never truly leave each other, even if we tried. You want Vision. I can't control their fear on my own. Vision. What is grief if not love? Oh, that's right. That was a huge one on Twitter. Remember that?
Yes.
What is grief if not love? Persevering. And people thought that was literally the most genius thing I've ever written. I scored 33%, folks. That's literally a coin toss.
Great.
Well, I think that'll do it, huh, folks?
You got two for the price of
Yep. Who would have thought? You got two quizzes, but considerably less actual runtime on the episode. So, quantity over quality. No. Yes. Well, I don't think either apply in this situation. Goodbye, everybody.